609 Triple Team Traffic. And good morning to you, Andy Farnsworth.
Good morning, Amanda. We start off with a few wet road conditions, but it hasn't appeared to cause anything in the way of slowdowns. It did cause a semi to jackknife a little earlier this morning on southbound 15. All that's left from that is some flashing lights on the right shoulder as you get on the freeway at 5th South in Salt Lake City. And then we've got a crash on the northbound side. Only a couple vehicles left, but it's on the ramp as you go from northbound 15 onto the 201 freeway. Eric Butler.
The roads in Utah County look pretty dry for the most part, and you've got good movement all the way from Provo and Orem through American Fork and Lehigh if you're northbound on I-15. Northbounders from Saratoga Springs using Redwood Road heading up to the county line. That's also in good shape. Heather?
I've got pretty good speeds through Weber and Davis County. I-15 is drying out as we have more volume of cars there displacing the water, so you should be in pretty good shape from Ogden to Salt Lake. Legacy and US 89 are still a little bit damp, as well as the city streets. The Salt Lake Family Christmas Gift Show, November 11th through 13th at Southtown Expo. Hundreds of exhibits, unique gift ideas, handmade arts, crafts, gourmet foods, and entertainment. Visit FamilyChristmasGiftShow.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.